Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You're listening to Giles Brown on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. The Deputy Chief Minister, Dr. Joseph Garcia, has raised some of the challenges facing Gibraltar in the run-up to Brexit. Delighted to be joining me live on the line, Dr. Joseph Garcia himself. Dr. Garcia, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
The pleasure is all ours, I assure you. Tell us, because with the run-up and the news we've had over Brexit over the past couple of months, Gibraltar seems to have been a little bit ignored. What is the situation as it stands at the moment with Gibraltar and the Brexit negotiations?
Well, as you know, Gibraltar voted by 96% to remain in the European Union. So we were actually, we had the largest Remain vote in the whole of the UK voting electorate. Since the referendum happened, and obviously a lot of water has gone under the bridge since then, we've come to the view that we need to make sure we work hard towards achieving the best possible outcome for Gibraltar. We're working very closely with the United Kingdom government towards that particular end. There is a considerable amount of work going on behind the scenes, even though that work may not be visible or may not appear in the media. But there's been something like over 500 meetings, for example, on Brexit-related issues since the referendum happened. And for a small administration like ours, that means a huge and disproportionate volume of work. But certainly, I think, if I may just identify one important issue, which we realized from the moment the referendum took place, and that is the importance of continued fluidity at the land border between Gibraltar and Spain. And I say that for a variety of reasons. First of all, because there are thousands of residents on both sides of the border who cross in either direction regularly. There are also 10 million tourists who come into Gibraltar through the land frontier with Spain. Those tourists generate a huge amount of economic activity here in Gibraltar. And obviously there are over 13,000 frontier workers, people who have chosen to live in Spain and who work in Gibraltar. Those frontier workers, 8,000 of them are Spanish citizens, but there are also 2,500 British expats, people who've come from the UK, who live in Spain, and who work in Gibraltar. We need to make sure that the interests of all those different groups are protected going forward.
So a best case scenario for you would be for the situation to stay pretty much as it is at the moment?
That's right. We've been working very hard on the border, as I said, and the reason for that is simple. I mean, the border was physically shut from 1969 until 1985. It only opened because Spain wanted to join the European community as it was then. During the referendum, the Brexit referendum campaign, the then Spanish Foreign Minister, Mr. Margallo, made a number of threats against Gibraltar, particularly in relation to the border, that all the options would be open to Spain once we'd left, including closing the border completely. That caused a considerable degree of concern here in Gibraltar, and thankfully, once his predecessor came into office, and now with a totally different foreign minister from a different party, that seems to have toned down considerably. And there is a realization, I think, on the Spanish side, as well as on our side, on the Gibraltar side, and on the British side, that we need to make sure the border works properly, with flexibility, and in a fluid manner once we're outside the European Union.
And also you'll be getting some support I've seen from the British ambassador in Madrid, Simon Manley, as well. It seems that all parties are getting together to sort of work together to get a program for this.
That's right. I mean, Simon Manley understands the issues extremely well and has certainly been very supportive of the position. But I have to say that in relation to the UK government as a whole, and indeed UK political parties, the support that Gibraltar has received has been overwhelming. We have had contact and access right to the top in Downing Street with the Prime Minister herself. We met her in Westminster on the day she was going to see the Queen to be appointed as Prime Minister. She made the time to see Gibraltar. We attend all the party conferences of all the mainstream UK political parties, and the support for Gibraltar across the board has been truly overwhelming. So I think from a political point of view, certainly the the United Kingdom's support and the support of the United Kingdom political parties towards Gibraltar in relation to the challenge posed by Brexit is absolute.
Do you think that that's because perhaps Gibraltar, for many British, has a particularly emotive pull to it as well?
Yes, I think it is. I think that there's it's almost a dual explanation for that. One is that there is an understanding in the UK of the importance of Brexit-related issues to Gibraltar, particularly in relation to the border. I'll give you another example. That one particular area of interest to Gibraltar was access to the United Kingdom market for Gibraltar companies, bearing in mind that we enjoy such access at the moment by virtue of our EU membership, and there was a danger that access might have been lost going forward once Brexit had taken place. The reality is that the UK agreed with us and a comprehensive agreement to allow market access for Gibraltar firms into the UK to continue once we're outside the European Union. That was a very welcome development and also a symbol of that strong and solid support that Gibraltar enjoys at Westminster.
And also, obviously, you've been working very closely with the business community in Gibraltar, and also the effect that that Gibraltar has on the Campo de Gibraltar as well.
Yes, indeed. I mean, when I mentioned the border, it's important to understand that the positive effects of the border exercises today, the positive influence that it also we wanted to exercise in the future. I said there are 13,000 people who live in Spain and who work in Gibraltar, and that 8,000 of those are Spanish citizens. But the rest of them make up all the different nationalities of all the member states of the European Union. So we have people from Luxembourg, from Italy, from Germany, Greece, you name it, they all work here in Gibraltar. So we are a microcosm, really, of what Europe is all about, the nationals of different member states choosing to live in one part of the Union and working in the other. And we need to make sure we safeguard and protect that going forward. We have very good relations with the mayor on the Spanish side of the border. We've had a very good meeting with the government, the regional government of Andalusia, with Spanish trade unions and chambers of commerce. And really, everybody is on both sides of the border is on exactly the same page. We wanted to work. We wanted to continue to work in the same way as it does going forward.
And also, you've had some support as well from the EU at the very top. Mr. Barnier has said that Gibraltar must not be forgotten in these negotiations. With all the talk of hard Brexit, of hard borders, etc., Gibraltar shouldn't be forgotten in these times.
Yes, we need to remember there are three land borders which the UK is ultimately responsible for. One is the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. The other one is the border between the sovereign bases in Cyprus and the Republic of Cyprus. And then the border between Gibraltar and Spain. And all of them are just as important. Now, but all of them are very different. And one of the issues and concerns that has been raised in relation to Northern Ireland, for example, is movement of goods, and how goods will move from one side to the other once the UK has left the European Union. Now, that is not a challenge that we face here in Gibraltar, because we do not belong to the EU Customs Union, and we have never belonged to it. So obviously the assumption is that we'll remain in exactly the same way as it is, because we are not in the European Union for the movement of goods. But we are in it for the movement of people, and much of the talk in Northern Ireland also relates to this idea of a hard border, of controls, and of checkpoints. Well, here in Gibraltar, we have controls and checkpoints already. They've always been there since the day the border opened, and indeed from before that. So for us, really, the argument is about the intensity of the controls that Spain will exert once we're no longer inside the European Union. Because there have been instances in the past, particularly, for example, in 2013, when purely for domestic political reasons, the Spanish government at the time decided to exert very strict and rigorous controls on every single person crossing in and out. And that generated delays of up to 8 hours to get out of Gibraltar. So at the time, the European Commission sent out inspectors. The Commission looked at the border, they examined at the intensity of the Spanish controls, and they came to the view that some of them were disproportionate and that Spain should carry out targeted checks and not systematic checks on every person crossing. So I think these are the kind of issues that we need to safeguard and protect going forward, not just in the interest of Gibraltar, as you rightly said earlier, but also in the interest of the neighbouring Spanish towns as well.
The airport is also something of a controversial point, or it can be, can't it? How far along are you with the agreements with Spain over the airport?
Well, there was an agreement between the UK, Spain and Gibraltar for the enhanced use of Gibraltar Airport in 2006, and that provided for Gibraltar to construct a new air terminal to place it next to the frontier fence, where Spain would then build an adjoining building on their side on Spanish territory with an access point in and out of Gibraltar Terminal. That was agreed. We actually kept to our side of the bargain. We built the terminal. It cost the Gibraltar taxpayer over 80 million euros. And once it was in place, we expected the Spaniards to comply with their side of the bargain. Sadly, what happened is that the government in Spain changed at the time, and they took a different view, that they would not construct the adjoining building. And indeed, to this day today, that building is not there. So we already have the mechanism in place and the framework in place to allow the use of the airport, the enhanced use of Gibraltar Airport, by people coming from a Spanish destination or going to a destination in Spain. The reason that has not happened is not because of any political or logistical reason here in Gibraltar. It's been due to political reasons in Spain itself. It may be possible that going forward now, with the discussions that are taking place, we may be able to unblock the issue, and that Spain may fulfil its part of the bargain.
And so, what's the timeline then? From now until next year, what are the next plans for the ongoing discussions about Gibraltar and Brexit?
Well, bear in mind, this is part of the United Kingdom and European Union's withdrawal negotiations. There's a withdrawal agreement being put in place, which includes transitional provisions to apply from the moment we leave the European Union until a point that the future relationship will apply. So there's withdrawal, there's transition, and there's a future. And Gibraltar very much wishes to be involved in all of those, in the discussions that we're having through the United Kingdom government to achieve that particular objective.
So are you looking forward with optimism? Are you looking forward to doing business? How do you see the next 12 months panning out for Gibraltar?
Well, we are confident here in Gibraltar that as some doors close, other doors will open. You know, the UK has already guaranteed, as I said, market access into the UK. The UK market was extremely important to Gibraltar businesses in the area of financial services and the area of online gaming. That has been guaranteed and secured by the UK already, regardless of what may happen going forward. In terms of international trade, there's now a consultation mechanism between the UK and Gibraltar to see the way in which Gibraltar would be included in future trade deals that the UK may strike with other parts of the world. So as I said, as some doors close, other doors are going to open. That is very much the history of Gibraltar, and we are very confident that this will work well in the future.
Dr. Joseph Garcia, Deputy Chief Minister of Gibraltar, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.